defense has played the last two games, especially against the starting quarterbacks. How good does that make you guys feel with starters going probably into the Pittsburgh game?
It's definitely something that's positive. We know that we're out here, we're working towards a goal, and I think we're taking a great step forward to getting to that goal. We just see how everything unfolds week one against Pittsburgh, but I think this whole preseason has been going well, especially, you know, just seeing, you know, our younger guys playing hard, you know, making plays. You know, Greg has definitely put us in the best position that we could possibly be to go out there and compete. And, you know, I'm real anxious to just see everything, you know, out on the field week one, going against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just feel like it's a great opportunity and a great challenge for us to really go and showcase our ability to win games.
Chris, when you, I'm sure by now you may have heard the trade rumors that the Browns are trying to trade Joe Haley. Mm-hmm. You guys have grown really close over the years, I know, and I'm just curious, you know, how would that rock this defense if he was gone, and, you know, what's your reaction to, what has he meant to your defense?
Well, first off, Joe, you know, he's a tremendous player. You know, he's been to, you know, multiple Pro Bowls, but most often, you know, he's a great person, a great friend. So, you know, I would love for him to be a teammate of mine. But the other things is way above my head. I don't really know what to say about all of that. But, you know, Joe has definitely been a great person for us and a great player for us. And, you know, he's still out here, you know, making plays. I think this is one of his best camps this year. You know, he's been hurt the past years, but he's definitely came out here and competed. And, you know, he's a leader on his defense, and he's been a leader to this young guy. So, Joe has done everything great for us, and, you know, I just hope that he's still with us.
Have you guys talked about that stuff at all?
No. We don't talk about that. We only can control what we can control. I don't know too much about all the inside scoops. I'm just as fresh on it as y'all, so I'm just trying to make sure that he's in great care and make sure this team's in great care and doing everything we can to, you know, go to this last preseason game and, you know, win that and then get ready for the season.
Has he confided in you that this is a stressful time, not knowing that might happen?
One thing about Joe, you know, he's going to come out here every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to lead us, and he's going to control what he can control. You know, so he's not the type of person to really talk too much about his business and things like that that's going on. And so coming out here doing this last little practice before, you know, we do the dress rehearsal for Chicago, you know, he's been coming out here just being the best teammate he could possibly be. So,
Christian, the first three preseason games, the front seven collectively, you guys seem to be getting a lot of push. You're able to get into the backfield, be disruptive in that. Is it too simplistic to say that that's just the impact that Myles Garrett has already had? What do you attribute that to success to?
You know, Myles has been great. Myles, I mean, we all seen it this whole camp. You know, he's an explosive player. And I think that, you know, he brings a little bit of extra juice to that defensive line. But I can say that those guys that's on the front seven just has been out there just working hard, you know. Greg Williams, I think that, you know, chose the right people to be in the right position that he has them out there. And, you know, they're just doing their job, just doing what their coaches do. And I think that, you know, it's just a energy that's brought to this defense that, you know, everybody want to make a play. You know, everybody want to be accountable for their job. So, definitely Myles is a great player, so he's definitely helpful for that. But at the same time, guys are just working their butts off, and they deserve to be out there, and they're just trying to make plays.
Kirks, where's the talent level for this team and this defense in particular from where it was last year at this time?
I mean, last year we had some great players, you know. Things just didn't go our way. But, you know, this year, you know, we drafted some great guys. You know, our younger guys that was rookies last year, they're in year two. So, you know, the more experience you have, the better player you're going to be. And I just think that's one of those things that, you know, guys are more mature in the league now. You know, they're not going through the rookie struggles that you have. You know, they know what's going on more. And then we just have some good draft picks. And, you know, our other guys like, you know, Jamie Collins, you know, Joe Hayden, Jamar Taylor, guys who's been here, you know, we're just stepping up a notch and trying to be the best leaders we can be.
Hey, moving forward here, do you expect the guys will continue to stand for the anthem?
No comment.
What have you been your impression since he's been here of Peppers and how he's played?
Who is he?
Peppers.
Oh, Peppers. Yeah, he's been doing a good job for us. You know, just coming out of college. You know, I saw his highlight film coming out of college. I just knew like he's going to be a great NFL player, and you know he's learned a lot. He's out there flying around, doing everything we ask him to do, doing everything the coaches ask him to do. Just being that great teammate. So, you know, he's doing a good job for us, and I'm just ready for the season to get started and really see him just come along and, you know, make plays for us.
What strikes him about you or you about him defensively?
He can do it all. You know, he can cover. You know, he can play in the box. You know, he's just a playmaker, an athlete. His instincts is crazy. You know, he's just a football player. You know, you just can't really just look at him and say, okay, that's a safety. You know, you just look at him and say, you know, that's an overall great football player. And, you know, he's young. He's still got a lot to learn, but he's definitely on fast pace.
Chris, can you talk about, doing it new this year where everybody, you know, all the cuts happen this Saturday. So as you look around, you know, whatever, 40-some guys could be gone. And I'm sure you've gotten to know a lot of, you know, young guys, new guys, you know, old guys, whatever. Is this just sort of a really tense weekend in general with a lot of guys not knowing their future?
You know, at the end of the day, this is a business. And, you know, me going on year four, I built so many relationships with, you know, past players that play here. And you kind of just tell, you know, guys early on before cuts even start, you know, is that each and every day, you know, cherish the day, cherish the moment, you know, make memories with your teammate because, you know, it's a business and we know everyone can't, you know, make the team. But, you know, so guys, they already have that in their heads. But at the same time, you know, you're trying out for, you know, 31 other teams because all the tape goes to the coaches. So, you know, you just wish the guys, you know, the best luck and, you know, hopefully they land on another team.
And this year you guys are probably going to say goodbye to some good defensive players, don't you think?
You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure I do my job, and you know, you never know what goes on with, you know, what's going on in the management or, you know, who they want to bring in, who they want to take out. You never know what's happening. I'm just a player, so I just leave that to the front office.
Chris, is it hard to imagine this defense without Joe Hayden?
I mean, he's out there today, so that's all I'm focused on.
Do you think you can tell how the preseason performance is going to translate to the regular season?
Well, we obviously want to carry our momentum into the regular season. You know, so I think that we have a lot of momentum going our way. And I think that, you know, week one, we'll be anxious to get out there and just really, you know, go out there and showcase what we can do and definitely when the games count, you know. And it's a division game, so, you know, it's extra boost, extra energy. So I think a lot of guys would be excited and, you know, just to do the things that we're doing in preseason and especially, like, our younger guys and how they're playing, you know, towards the end of the game, you know, when we was in Tampa Bay making that, you know, that drive or offense to, you know, win the game, things like that. I'm just ready to see everything come together and just go out there week one and just play hard and just see if we can get a win.
Do you watch Hard Knocks?
No.
What impact does it make on your job to have a Miles Garrett on the field?
You know, whenever you're surrounded by a great player like that who, you know, show that, you know, he can get off the ball as fast as he can, you know, just go out there and make plays, it definitely makes you feel good that you got another playmaker out there making plays.
How